She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with a baby in the backseat. 15 miles to go, she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. And then other words, and then, Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, give me one more chance to save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch. Today is the 18th of the 8th month, 2022. It is a Thursday evening, ladies and gentlemen, and the time is 19:58. Now, the gentleman that was here prior, he requested for extra minutes. And I was like, no, but I have to talk to my people. And then he was like, no, please, please, please. And I was like, no, I want to talk to my people. And then you know what he did? He just pulled out a chocolate and I was like, ah, sold. I told you. Everybody is corruptible. It just depends on the price. And it seems like my price for tonight was chocolate. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed Nafimane's show. And welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch, where we address the elephant in the room. Now, tonight's elephant is a very... It's a subtle elephant. You understand it. It's a cute one. But before that, please go get some coffee. Go get some coffee, go get some tea, warm up, snuggle up, sit next to your witchcraft wife and sit next to your witchcraft husband, you know, just do the things, man. Then we'll start it off properly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not...
You don't just put anything in your body, you choose only the best. That's why we recommend Manol Oil for your car. At Global Parts, we offer the best quality oil at the best prices. Our engine oils are manufactured in Germany, so you know it's quality as usual you can count on. Our popular 5W40 and 15W40 are more than your average oils. It's in the words of Tina Turner, simply the best. Unbeatable value for money for all Namibian motorists, because we at Global Parts care for you and for Namibians. So get your premium oils at real affordable prices. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch. All right, so tonight's question. Today we are not doing a topic. I'm asking questions and then you guys answer. Answer accordingly. All right, so tonight's question is... Do you love your partner enough to die for them? If say now you guys were in the bush and then there came rebels and then rebels showed up and they were like, okay, one of you guys must sacrifice yourselves and die so that the other one can survive. Would you give up that life? Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
To answer the question, good evening, first.
Good evening, my dear. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hey, Nena. Protocol observed, please. Hey! Woo, Nena. Nena is difficult.
Always the first come is first serve, eh?
Yeah, first come, first serve, my dear.
Even at the wedding venue.
Even when you rock up at the wedding first, you must always make sure you're the table that's next to
the one.
Yes, yeah. Table number one.
And number two from the parents.
Yes. You are correct. So would you die?
Yes, of course I would die.
For which one? Because we know you are having five. So for which one are you willing to die? Yeah, and why?
Not the question, assuming I have one.
Assuming, then, let's just go now. We must speak realistically. You are having five.
Okay. Now the question is focusing on one now.
How can you focus on one? This question is tailor made for you because you already came to tell us, Kucha, you are having three. One is good for village, one is good for town, and then the other one is neutral. Eh?
Yeah,
those three. Or did you dump two of them?
This month I did not tell my testimony.
What happened this month? Hey!
My dear.
Yeah? Hey, put me in the loop, Anani.
Even yesterday, last Friday, I said they was at home.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go out.
My dear, and what happened? Mm.
My dear, wait. So, me, I will die for her. And I am sure that...
For the one for the weekend, of last weekend. Which one? Anoswama nengo sara nenge o Johanna? Aye. Which one would you die for and why?
Yeah, the one I trust and the one I pick from them that this one
is the one.
The one is the one whom I'm going to make the first wife of my life.
Yo.
I would die for her.
My dear, even the way you are saying it there, she's probably there watching you. I know she can't be there watching you and then I'm talking about these things. Kucha, you had five. Woo! You would have hung up a long time ago.
I will go out to talk outside and switch off the
the radio.
The electricity. And they said, this electricity, let me call it. Go outside and call the Nored. To come and fix.
Nored! Okay, so why would you die for her?
I would die for her.
Why?
You know what? Mm. That's the person who make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
A woman. Mm-hmm. A woman who make you happy.
A woman, man. Not a woman. Women are many. Yeah. You see, even in your vocabulary, there's just many, many women. Huh?
Your mom can make you happy, but not 100%
of course,
like the one
of
you
course. The one you do pata pata with.
Yeah. But those are the trick questions. but if you're given the but between the women and my girlfriend or the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the question is just focusing on to the relationship, not to the family now and the parents.
Monawange, this is a relationship question. I don't even know why you are running to your mom. Yeah? The poor lady is just there in the village doing her own things and you are on Eagle FM talking about her. Yeah? My mother.
I was talking to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I want you need to leave my mom and talk to me.
Guys.
Our mom, sometimes they used to save us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, yes. Ah, no. There are mothers out there. Me, I don't think I'm going to be those the kinds of mothers. No.
Yeah, but anyway, I would say we'll die for her.
Why? Because
I know that if you let her to...
Do you know that somebody else will be having sex with her when you are dead? Even get her pregnant 5 times.
I'll come back.
While you are in the casket, my friend, eh? Dead, eh? Your friend Ipinge, shoulder to cry on, penis to ride on. Huh?
But it's true. Most of your closer friend is the one who know your main chick.
My dear, yes.
And is the one who is targeting that.
Your friends are the ones that are telling that are saying things like that guy. He cheats a lot, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when he flew out of the country. So you are willing to sacrifice your life for this woman?
Of course, I'm willing to.
And then after 2 months after you are dead, she has a new boyfriend.
Yeah, that's when I don't know because I am not there.
I know, but it's going to happen. So
yeah, I know.
Let's say now you die, eh? But you don't go to heaven and you don't go to hell, so you are just a ghost now. Eh?
And I meet them.
And you and them, they even already live together. Eh? Iping and Sarah. Eh?
I would just wait when they went to town.
Or maybe your brother.
When they went out, out for outing, eh? I will just meet them in when they are in disease, drinking or eating their pizza now. Then how are you appearing?
My dear. Okay.
Yeah.
Osho.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nam. President, make a... A mistake,
huh? I know you. No. You did make a mistake. Yeah?
You nice already know that from yesterday. I'll be the first caller now.
We will never know.
Until December.
Data. They were talking around your machine. Why? It's fine.
What's the award?
Classmate of the month. Or classmate of the year. Oi. Teacher's pet. Then you must start sending teacher flowers also.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, then.
Ciao.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, would you die for your partner? And why? Because I want to know.
Good evening.
Pumpkin?
Yes, Mama, how you doing?
I'm beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Me and
also.
How are you?
Me also, are you also? Yeah.
Beautiful. I saw.
Inganga yo baby.
Baby
si mwenyo tanka kerera kukure.
To joshi mwenyo mgero.
My dear.
So,
it is fantastic. It's a bit chilly here in the capital, but it is really fantastic. Oh, my dear. My hands are even frozen. I'm telling you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's no problem. Would you die for your partner, me, Maria?
If, like you say, like now.
Hey.
Okay. I say yes. You know?
Okay, you say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you orphan your children.
The whole thing is, I know you. The question is supposed to be, you did not ask the right question.
The question is accustomed to everyone. Everybody has different settings. Everybody has different settings. With triple T, it was the fact that he had many girlfriends, Moss. Eh? So it went according to that direction. Now with you are in a different boat. You are a mom. So you are just going to die for your partner and then just leave your kids as orphans.
I will not leave them orphans. He will take care of them. Okay. He's a loving person.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll die for him.
Mm-hmm.
What is the question?
Oshing the chapa pinyan. My dear. Onhoka wekunde. Brown. Brown, no. Onhoka wekunde, ne?
Yeah,
I'm hair brown.
I'll do it because I know my kids will not be orphans. He will really take care of them, especially the girl.
Then 6 months from after your death. Six months after your death, then he gets a new girlfriend. Then they move into your house, and then he chases your kids out.
But the whole thing is, she must not chase my kids out of the house. She must just take care of them. My dear.
So you'll definitely die for your partner just like that.
I would do. He's such a loving parent.
Okay.
So I will not even mind if I die now. I know my kids are safe in his hands.
Okay. All right. So, may Maria, do you think that it is possible for one person to love two people?
Okay, you loving, as I to said now, to me, yes, you can't be in love with two people, like, You love them, but you can't be in love with two people. How?
How did they used to manage in polygamous settings back in the day?
Really, me?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe because me, I can't, or let me say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is me, I have to be committed to one thing, to one person.
Mm. You can't multitask.
That's why I said, people don't understand me when I say I love my son. So I love my son. My daughter, I love her, but not the way I love my son. I care for my daughter.
I hope you are not, I hope the radio is not loud. Huh. So she hears how loud? Things. You parents, you people must stop picking your favorite.
No, I don't know why, but the whole thing
is. Exactly.
I think my son, my hero, he rescued me when I was pregnant with the sister. He was there when I collapsed. He was there. Okay, my daughter, I love her because she gave me all the hug when I come from work frustrated. She's there for me. I care for her because she's a woman, so I have to make sure I teach her all the values and everything. So that is me. So for me, I can't be in love with two men. I can't be. I actually say, I tell people, I love everybody on earth, but I'm in love with my men. Yes.
My dear. Okay. I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Ayo, osho. Na puto pekka wa mpoka. My dear, I'm coming. I'll be in the north next week.
Yeah, welcome, my dear.
I'll be in the north next week, so I'll make a podcast. Yeah. So we go and eat. All right, my Maria. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, love.
And I love you so much, ne?
Love you too.
Ino Zimbwa.
Ewa.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's question is, would you die for your partner and why?
Good evening. Good evening. Gampoko Ruaka Naho.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's question. Oh, I'm so used to conversations. But anyways, tonight's question is a very direct one. Would you die for your partner and why? So when you call in, I will give you a rebuttal, question. I'll counter your answer with something that is familiar to you. And then we see it's like a nice little fun game. But there's also this other question that says, right? Do you think a person can be in love with two people at the same time?
Good evening.
Hello?
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Now can I hear you?
I like that. You called back?
Yes.
Great. How are you doing?
How are you doing? I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes.
Would you die for your partner?
What's your topic for tonight?
Would you die for your partner?
My partner.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Now that's a difficult one.
Hey,
now what for? What?
Oh no! Oh, that's a very honest one. Because me, I was like, oh, but why are we dying? All right.
Yeah. I mean,
death, you don't come back. You don't come back.
But dying is a very difficult one. It depends, but To be honest.
Uh-huh. It depends on what exactly.
Yeah, the situation.
Like the situation in which, like, okay, you guys are maybe walking maybe in Itosha, and then rebels come from God knows where, and then they ask who loves the other one more to sacrifice their lives. Would you sacrifice yours so that your girlfriend can run away and hide from the rebels? Hello. That gentleman had a very honest reaction. I feel like that is a very honest reaction, because when I think of dying for my partner, right? I don't think of it in the, oh my goodness, it's a hypothetical scenario, and it's just to prove love or whatever. I think of, oh my goodness, so if I die, my mother and then my kids are orphans, and then my siblings don't have a sister anymore, and then like, I think of everything that I am going to leave behind, and in the name of saving my partner. Now, I don't know. I would like you guys to honestly come through and tell me what's popping. Good evening.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
You?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Long time.
No speaking.
Eh?
Yep. My dear, would you die for your partner?
Okay,
I like this man. You guys have honest reactions. You too. Aye.
Aha. Okay, fine. So, die. Depends on what?
On what? On what does it depend?
I don't know. I honestly. And if I don't have partners, then what am I lonely?
Would you die for your mom?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Definitely.
Nah? No questions asked.
No questions asked, nothing. Let's just die, man.
Nah?
Sacrifice much. So why not?
Uh-huh. But don't you think in you dying, it will leave an empty hole, and then she'll die anyways?
Not yet. She would have been. So what can I do? Like, what other question are you going to ask me now? If I say no, then you're going to be like, you're bad.
No, I would actually think that we can think deeper than just the shallow surface that we are scratching on. Because at the end of the day, you are how many? 2 decades, 3 decades younger than your mother, and your mother had 6 decades or 5 decades already, or if it's not 4 decades, right? Already. Mm-hmm. And she has had a full and fruitful life whereby you have not even experienced anything yet.
Oh, we are dying, my dear. No problem.
Nah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hear you.
And I don't believe that you can actually be in love with 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. Like, I believe that you would actually be in love with one,
mm-hmm.
and probably love the other. I don't know.
Yeah, like, in love and I, love. Mm-hmm.
And love. Because, like Maria said, for me as well, I don't think I can, accommodate 2 people or like share my love with anybody. I'm a one person. So
one person at a time.
Like, even if we have to share, like, okay, like, let's say sharing one person as well, if I love you so much, I'm gonna be like, you know what? Be happy there, my dear. Because if you have if you had a chance to actually choose, like, her and I,
yeah,
like,
I would advise you to choose her.
You know, like, you can, guys, no, it's okay. Cause like, I'll be there fighting for my attention, and you are there, and I'll be stressed, and I'll be, war over war. I'm not ready for that. attack things. No. I'll be fine. Let me just be alone. But like, honestly, two people at the same time, it's too much. If I go there, receive like a text, oh, I'm dead now, I'm hiding the phone, I don't know how to hide my phone.
Which anger, I made you the second fingerprint on the phone.
You know,
because I love you, Moose.
You know, there's some people that don't know how to cheat, guys.
Yeah.
They are those experts, you know.
Oh, like, they're experts.
They can come up with anything within seconds and you are there like, oh, wow. Okay. Then you go try it and then maybe, okay, I've never tried it before, but I'm just like, if I ever even have to try that, I'll probably be caught right-headed.
Do you know what I don't like about men cheating?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I don't condone cheating at all. But like with men's cheating, the problem with men's cheating is the fact that they neglect the main person, or they neglect the person that they're in a relationship to accommodate flings.
Somebody else.
Yeah, and then you are not a priority anymore because the person is so divided.
It's true. And then you start probably complaining.
Yeah, and then you become this nagging person because you are constantly complaining, but it's complaining about one thing that cannot be fixed because this person is fraternizing with others. It can't be fixed until everybody else is eliminated. You understand?
So why was it not? Why was I not nagging in the beginning and whatnot? Yeah. All of a sudden, 3-5 months later, I'm actually complaining every second day. Why were you calling me from morning till dawn? And then all of a sudden, you actually stopped during the weekend. What happened? What happened if you used to,
it's like, those weekend things, the weekend flings. It's the weekend flings that ruin everything. It's the weekend flings. And a lot of people don't realize that when you are in a relationship, it's like you are one person. Women always know. They always know when you are cheating. Like with me, I get it. That's it. I was like, oh, this guy. Yeah, on tiro.
Yeah, I don't know, but like, this thing when a guy probably cheats, this thing of actually probably having a friend or people that tease your boyfriend and come tell you, please don't do that to me. Let me see. Let me actually catch the, catching red-handed myself. Mm-hmm. Like, if I ever have to go through his phone or like just whatsoever, don't tell me. Don't come home. Let me just find out on my own. Because like, for instance, if that person probably likes, for instance, a cousin of mine, for example, and then the person says, come tell me. And I tell, obviously the girl can ask you, like, who told you? Then you'll be pressurizing on telling him the person who told you, and then you tell, no, it's queen. Then the relationship between you and my boyfriend is broken, and then I have to be there like, it's tough. But it's also
very difficult to not tell you though. Because I don't care even if the relationship between the two of us fades because I told you the truth. I would rather tell you the truth, honestly. Because then that means that the person that you are with has no sense of respect for you or for me. That is why it is easy for them to do such things around me. I have a friend of mine, this guy was accused, like not accused, but this guy was cheating, of the highest order, but he has never, I've never seen him with any girl apart from his girlfriend. So even when his girlfriend like found things and all of that and she asked me, I'm like, I have no idea, my dear, me and you on a real, I've known this guy like, and I've known him for like maybe 20 years or 26 years or something like that. Right. Shiri. The only girl I've ever met that guy with has just been that one.
Wow.
Yeah. Me, the problem comes in when this person that you are dealing with here is also now part of your friend list. So when you are going out to bars and stuff with your friends, she also goes with you. And now everybody, and then to next week, you are with, next weekend, you are with me. Now everybody's looking at me like I'm an idiot. Me, I don't like shame. Ah, me, I don't like shame. Ah, no, no.
It's really sad, guys.
Ah, no. Shame. Ah, yeah. Like, just go cheat there in Korihas, man.
Yeah, you know.
And no, just go cheat there in Korihas. Nobody knows you. Nothing like that.
Not even in the north,
Not even in the north, we are done from the north. Go and chill in, go and do it in Tsintsabez. Go and do it in Hobabas. Do it without your friends knowing.
No, but then, yes, the friends will come cover my, you are the only one. It's only you, my
friend. It's that one. Swara yetotunshi, my dear. Yeah? It's swara yetungono ta dengengono. Like, my kanti, Mara kanti, they just escorted Maria. Yeah, they just escorted Maria at 4 o'clock at night. Or is it, they just escorted Maria from sleeping over. Yeah? Hey, may I keep saying, kucha in-laws are also trash, guys. Hey, don't trust your boyfriend's sister, even his mother. Don't trust, because at the end of the day, guys, me, I've also been in a position where my brother brought home a girl. Introduced us to his girlfriend, and then I think 2 weekends later he brought another one. I'm telling you, we looked at her. Now me and the other siblings, they were acting together. But I know Swara. I was like, no, my dear, it's not Swara. As we know Toini. As we know Toini. Toini was even here 2 weekends ago, and yeah, and I'm also going to tell Toini.
Now
Toini is married with 2 kids, happy.
Whoa.
Hey, it took us 3 years with my older brother. 3 years. Because I told Toini.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I was like, yeah, but you're also disrespecting us and your mother. Why are you bringing flings to your mom?
Like when I was younger, like
I am a Sherry Tatuvuru. Bye.
Ewa.
Ewa Sherry.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we proceed with our conversations for tonight, I would like you guys to come in, dabber in, and let's do this.
Abby, waar was jy so lank?
Meisie, sien jy die ou daar ander kant by die DJ se tafel?
Jy meen die aantreklike ou met die goeie klere smaak?
Dis hy, hy het met my gesels.
Wow, regtig, hy is so sexy.
Nee, ek sê jou, ek wonder of hy besny is.
Besny? Hoekom wonder jy daaroor?
Jong, ek hou van my man skerp oop.
Ek weet wat jy bedoel. Besny lyk definitief beter.
Man up, kry die smart cut. Om 'n gratis besnyding te bespreek of om meer uit te vind, stuur 'n WhatsApp boodskap na 0813092729 of besoek ons Facebookblad by VMMC Namibia.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings here with the Matriarch on Eagle FM. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Tate. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Matriarch?
I'm fantastic. Mm. Ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la.
Who'd die for?
Hey, are you dying? Are you going to die?
Hmm? This other is when I was in the bottle, huh?
Mm.
quickly, I'll say I was dying.
But the bottle was also nice, man. Was it not warm?
I think the bottle break.
Yeah, the bottle broke.
Yeah.
All trust was lost like that.
No. Even if it's a lion coming, I'll push you in front
of it.
I'll make sure I run faster than someone.
I'll push you in front of it, my dear. Yeah? Yeah. Take this one while I get away. So you are not dying for anybody.
Not at this stage.
Okay, but what happened?
Huh?
What happened? Yeah?
Ay, tipo, yo no haré ningún caboto a la mar, a veces se han tarotado, mamá.
¿Ne? Escucha, ay, que es, muñonto, wow. Ok. Do you think,
Those years are when even you see this guy, I cannot find this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you check maybe he's arguing with the girl. Ah, you'll make sure I will try my best.
Mm.
But now I'll pretend as if I saw nothing.
Wow. But who broke you though? Yeah? Who broke you?
It's tough outside here.
Ne? Is it because people, like, I feel like what has happened to us, right, is that we have grown so accustomed to taking care of ourselves only. And being us, we have gone through so much. Even when good things come, we feel like it's sabotaged.
Yeah, sometimes you lose that trust in water, but then you think like, but this is not how my sister is, or this is not how my mom is. Maybe I'll get someone that's like her. Then sometimes when you think of the other person, then you'll be like, ah, maybe I'll be unlucky, and then I'll get the same person again. Okay.
Is it possible for a man to be in love with two people at the same time? I like you guys, man. I like you guys. It's the expressions for me, guys. Like, oh, yeah. I like it.
So, someone is being played.
Ne? How so?
I know you cannot be, or maybe he can be, or let me say a man can be in love with two people, but not equally.
Okay. There's always that other one that's the future.
Here
I see future. You know, this is hot stuff, man.
Yeah, but the other person might also surpass the other person.
Support how?
Surpass, like.
Or be better.
Take the other position.
Oh, but then usually in those cases when maybe side chick takes main chick position, then that means the side chick position is most now vacant.
I think it could be vacant.
Yeah,
I think it will be vacant.
Mm-hmm. And then it will be vacant, and then now we have to look for a new side chick as well.
Again, and then it's now.
And then the side chick also surpasses the others. Ooh, it's a cycle.
It's a big cycle until someone has to sit and think and realize what he's doing is not correct.
But do men ever have moments like that?
Yeah, I
like you guys, man. It's the expressions for me. Now I already know which are, it's a no, but we are trying to, I don't know.
Yeah. Cause if I say yes, then I'll be speaking for them. If I say no, I'll be speaking for them.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of them are like that.
Yeah.
And not all of us are like that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, good night, my dear.
Good night.
We'll be listening.
As I believe it. You're even yawning already. I don't know if you're going to make it.
We don't sleep until the show is done.
Okay.
All right.
Ciao.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to ask you guys a series of questions, and then you guys answer these questions, and then we take it from there. Would you die for your partner? Good evening.
And then you guys answer these questions, and then we take it from there. Would you die for your partner? Good evening. And then you guys answer these questions, and then we take it from there.
Hello.
Would you die?
All right, that was a mess. Please don't do that. Don't call while you're next to the radio. Please don't. The next radio I hear in the background, guys, I'm going to cut them because I'm Godzilla. I got this, you understand. But anyways, I really want to know if you would die for your partner, and under what circumstances are you willing to die for your partner? Is it one of those life and death or what?
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, Tate. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Miss Elizabeth?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
You were asking if you're willing to die for your partner.
Yeah.
To be honest, the only person I would die for, in my opinion, is just my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not for a lady, to be honest.
Nah.
Because if there's anything I can sacrifice for my partner, maybe at least a kidney or
lung.
Yeah,
I can give body organs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but
cover maybe a kidney. Yeah, a liver.
Yeah, yeah. You know the whole thing. Because you are not guaranteed forever. You know, I mean, sometimes, especially ladies, a problem.
Why? How can you guys say that? We are innocent, man.
No, it's not yours alone. Exactly. Even if I have to pass away today, I mean, already actually replaced.
Yeah, you're just like, so, but my you're mom, like a government employee.
Exactly, you know. Yeah.
The girl from HR Okwasa, she died, so please just submit your CVs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for my mom, it's a guarantee, 100%. I mean, even if I have to go. I know, I mean, kids are in safe hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
How about just letting your mother die and then you just raise your kids?
That's
selfish. That's selfish because no. you are willing, eh? You are not willing to sacrifice your own parent, eh? Mm. But you are willing to sacrifice people's parent.
No.
Yes, you are most children.
My girlfriend now.
No, people's parent is your children.
Oh.
Eh? You are most the parent of those children there. But you don't want to give up your own parent, but they must give up their parent.
Yeah, you know, my mom is their double parent. You know that your grandmother is, it can be your mom.
But they'll still be orphans.
Then it's your grandmom. Yeah, but you know, in Africa, when you have your grandmother, your grandfather,
even
you
yourself, you don't want to sacrifice your mother.
No, I wouldn't.
Then what makes you think your children would be happy with your decision? Because you are their parent. And you are sacrificing their parent.
No. Now, you know, it's just trust issues, man, you know. Now, imagine I leave now I sacrifice myself and then now I leave my girlfriend behind.
Mm.
Now, say for instance we were married and now how is this whole scenario going to happen?
Nothing was. Your mom will still be there, supporting your kids in your place.
I think it's best to just do it this way, just to also maintain peace on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best if she, if she just step one side and.
Now imagine now your girlfriend.
It's not to say that you don't love her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, the amount of love.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight has been glitchy with my people, but between your mother and your lover.
Good evening.
Yes, please.
Hi. Good evening, sir.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How you doing?
I'm good.
Great. My dear, ya kinja, ya kwata miti. Hey, oya dama, oya chulilai.
Then I have to choose and pick wisely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think when it comes to a girlfriend, just a main girlfriend, like a girlfriend without a kid,
Just a girlfriend, like, yeah, dating and stuff.
Just an ordinary girlfriend.
Just an ordinary. I ngo tayi na yara kunya.
Tuna tuwa. Oh, tuna tuwa.
Nukire pa mfoka kunya.
Mm-hmm. Hey, nukire pa mfoka nani?
Nukire pa mfoka. Ngoda shane kwa angu tuna na yuno na.
Hey, baby mother.
I'm pono. Pono unango kutarana.
Ne?
Binango kutarana. Ngoda shano, when it's come to my mom.
Hmm.
And then I have to choose, like, okay, mimi ni nguno kwa te kuranje na yeyo. Tusike pinyano pesengi.
Eh, yeah.
Nando, ndashine, there was a time you said that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time you said that. Mwati wana ndo kwere mbele.
Yeah.
Nando, mwina mimeweta mwende.
Yeah.
Nagutua, okay, who to go first?
Yeah. Or at all. Who's gonna die?
Yeah, or at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's gonna die first? Mm-hmm. Or let me say, who's gonna die for someone?
Yeah.
Ta. Aye, monote tarane kucha, oh, mimi nguno. Tuli yanga chano no, kusige peni basi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, let me say my mom is now 78 or 79.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some siblings that need help. Aye. There I have to say, let me survive at least.
Ne?
Maasoku inda khara, mimo tamu kuya.
All right. I understand the logic that you applied to that, and it is very logical, because I also feel like between your mom and yourself, if you had to sacrifice, it depends on how old your mom is, and it also depends on how much of a life she has already lived, because even your mom is not with her mother, but she has been an amazing mother.
So
it's only fair that your children also grow up with a parent.
Yeah.
Because even if you chose to go and then she stays, right? Mm-hmm. Like it would be selfish because you are you don't want to sacrifice your parent, but you are sacrificing other people's parents.
Yeah.
Your children's parent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kanangwe.
Ewa Nesher.
Ewa.
Tangi.
Thanks.
Ciao.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we
go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus offering high speed, reliable fiber connectivity. Starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit paratus.africa/NA for more information.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings as we do our final 15 minutes here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station, where we talk and we talk and we communicate. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's ask is, would you die for your partner? Like, would you die for your partner? Would you die for your mother? And under what circumstances are you willing to die for them? Because, okay, if you choose, right, let's look at a hypothetical story whereby your mom is probably like 60 years old or 65, 70, 80, up there, right? She has lived 6 decades. And then you are probably maybe 22, 25, 30. Would you?
Good evening.
Yes, Demetrius.
Yes, Tate Umsimanekwa.
Shiringa.
Shiringa nawa.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mwachachine, kombingan John.
Kulinawa nekwa mwana mwana mwulasi.
Je?
When no movie.
Eh.
When no movie, Afi.
My dear, you must just sacrifice the crew.
It means you are either you're putting yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, like when no movie, Afi.
Uh-huh.
Eh, because I wish I got to go to the last remaining.
So that the people.
Sa mwana mwa kucha all the they are finished the what university and the last born is in grade 10 or grade 12. Sa longa kidana la kako fa ko me bro.
Tunatu exactly. We are all headed there, my dear. Tunatu bra. Tunatu mo na tano bra.
I am telling you. Ah, kalau lagi kita lagi mahu lagi disanya lagi sering. Ah, okay, but one thing ah. You know ne, I think me I'm not. I don't know if I'm not so selfish or whatever. I think I will just give up myself.
You will give yourself away.
Yeah. I don't even a girlfriend. Seriously, anybody? Nee? Yeah.
And your children? I don't know.
She must take care.
Ha.
She must take care of them.
She must just take care of them. Yeah, policy carry ko penny penny taka machuaringa anyways.
Taka machuaringa, yeah, you guys don't worry, you are okay, you are sorted out.
You don't need a father, yeah. Please.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, when they just grew up without fathers and they are fine.
I'm telling you.
Look at Frankie Frederick.
At least you guys, we even have a good memory. We go to even for holiday. We take pictures. We do what? No, man, it's enough.
Now, what about the time when your son grows up and then he needs to learn how to use a condom and his father is dead because he sacrificed himself?
You don't even think about it. You are condomous.
No, but these are the things that you must think about before you just say, hey, you kill me. Yeah? What about your son now?
So you want to put the woman first there. And now your daughter will ask you, daddy, I think there's something wrong with me. Then you don't know where to start. And then Elizabeth, to ask Elizabeth, you don't know, I mean, it's really... you don't even know where the conversation starts with to tell Elizabeth what is going on.
you just say, Kucha, you say, so my wife passed away, and now I'm with my daughter. My daughter is 12 years old. She started things. Me, I'll be like, no, you must get, stay always. You must get stay free, uncentered with wings.
It's tough, Elizabeth. It's tough. In the world we live in. Yeah, it's tough. Because for the boy, you can, my friend, you can even understand, you know.
But boys need their fathers.
That is the time, my boy. Yeah?
Boys need their fathers.
Yeah, obvious, boys, they need their father. I'm telling you, most of, unless you have uncle or your neighbor, it's really, you know, this guy of like a traditional bit, because you know now, these guys also now, they become so soft. This father is off today. They're so soft, they cannot even tell the boy, hey, come and clean my car or come and clean my yard. I see from the neighbor was like, that is a spoiled, it's a mama's boy. But you never try, you give him a chance. But always you come to your house to play with your boy. But you know that because he was lazy by the woman, you never give him a chance.
Today in the morning,
yeah.
I was looking at my son, and then he combed his hair, and his face was full of Vaseline, shiny, shiny. And then when I checked in his head there, it looks very ugly, but I told him he must just go to school like that, because those are the consequences of playing with scissors.
Yeah, you can see, that is how you encourage that one. Man, don't worry about the head look like.
Don't worry about things that are from the outside. As long as you're beautiful on the inside.
At least you've done what is supposed to be done, because I thought maybe you are going even to apply the kapow that day. In this way.
No, my dear, no. I send him out into the jungle, my dear. I was looking at him and I'm like, they will eat you up. They will eat you up in the real world, my son. They will eat you up. Shiny. And the poor thing always thinks that every shop, the only shop that's there is Opepa, because they go there with the grandmother. When you go pass it or paper, I'm like,
yeah, I said, no, I will not bring it today.
Hey, what the thing, Gabriel?
Sharp.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to know, would you die for your partner? Would you die for your partner? Personally, for me, I have to think about it. I will tell the rebels to give me a couple of days, please, just to think about it. They can even hold us hostage so that I can just weigh my options, you know, the pros and the cons. And then also, like, I think it's already a no. It's already a no because I'm also very like uchelas. So me, I'm thinking, so I leave everything behind, my kids, my hard work, earned things and all of that, and my husband, and then he gets another one. Now they are going to be patapataing on my bed, and then my kids are going to be listening to their father doing funny things with others. Like, it's okay. It's better for me. It's better for him, ma. Baby, you die. Me, I raise our children. I raise our children, and I also promised I will never remarry again. You know, make those promises. And then even if like a new guy pops up into my life, I'll just be running away because I made a promise, you know, and your word is your bond. I made a promise, and then I'll just stay single or widowed for the rest of my life, but thereby dying, guys. And also, like, if we put it in the context of with my mom, I will look, but mommy has been alive for 58 years and me, I've only been alive for 30 years. I'm like, okwajaja kongamos toh, maybe me, I can also. And I know it sounds very selfish, especially since we have put, especially with parents, we have put our parents on such high pedestals. But the question is, us as parents to other people also, don't we owe these children a childhood? Don't we owe these children parenting? Don't we owe, because we can't necessarily expect our parents to parent our children. You understand? Because they have done their parental roles. And now the level in which they stepped is grandparent role. So grandparent is grandparent and parent is parent. I personally would just, you know, if we are pushing people in front of the train, I'll just say, I love you, Cuckoo. You know, because as we call her Cuckoo, at home. I was like, I love you, Cuckoo. Push into the train, go home to the kids. That's what I would do. And if it's Ulava, apple of my eye, womb shaker, headmaster, dislocate my thigh. No, we are not dying for others. No. Death, you don't come back from death, guys. You don't come back from death, and people can also be very cruel, especially when you, I feel like a lot of things change once you become parent. A lot of things change once you have those little people that, those little creatures that you manufactured out of your body. It becomes a little bit more intense. You understand? So today at my day job, we had a client that lost her son, and the son was 22 years old, and they only had one child, right? Because she was incapable of carrying another one after him, you know? So it's just been him the whole time. It's just been them. And then he was viciously murdered, you understand? And now with all of this, she said, life seems meaningless without him. Even though I have my husband, even though I have everything else is still intact, it just doesn't seem like it matters. And as a recent orphan, I can honestly tell you that not having your parent around is very, very difficult. And if we, some of us are mourning like this in our old age, you understand, in our early 30s, right? If we are mourning for dead people like this, for dead parents like this, right? Imagine a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old, but it's because you don't want to give up your parent. You understand? It is one of those where my mom or my dad will take care of my children, but I can't live without my parents. But yet your children have to be subjected to living without their parents or parent because you can't picture a life without your parent. You see how it is? It's like one of those whereby we don't really pay a lot of mind to other people's needs. And by other people, I mean the children. Your mom has lived for six decades, right? She has traveled the world. She has had lovers. She has had school. She has had a full life. You have not even left this country yet. You don't even know what a passport would look like with your picture. You have not achieved anything under the sun yet, but yet you are eager, right? You are eager to just not suffer the consequences of being an orphan, but you would orphan your children. Ladies and gentlemen, these are food for thought. It's something that you have to think of. In the event of you having to give your mom a kidney and a liver, and like, I like the other caller that said, like, yeah, maybe if I have to give a kidney, I would definitely give my girlfriend a kidney, you know? If I have to give my girlfriend like a piece of bone marrow, like if I have to give her some bone marrow, I will definitely give her some. If I'm a match for whatever she's going through, I would give her, but not my life. Because at the end of the day, these people, they move on, they go and start their own lives, and it's like you never existed. It's like it was just a figment of your imagination. And akutiwa, shikondo bora pitipo kampangwa, tathigiko ruenya, ontuasi kuyuninde tathigiko edina. Most of us will die, and the only thing that they will remember us by is our names, or are our names. And it is necessary and very, very important to actually make a little legacy here on earth for yourself. You understand? So we can always remember you by. I think today was fun. Today was nice. Very short. Too short. And it is just one of those days. It's a very nice Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. And say thank you where thank yous are due. Give credit where credit is due. Give the flowers where flowers are due. Give me my flowers when I'm alive, because I don't need them on my grave when I die. I like flowers now. I like how pretty they look. I like how they sit effortlessly on my counter. That is exactly what I like. Ladies and gentlemen, from me, the matriarch, my love is eternal, my love is real, my love is everlasting, and my love is present. I am fully invested, I am fully present, I am here, we are here, we are going through this thing called life together for this moment. Ladies and gentlemen, it is always a pleasure to be in your company. I am officially signing out, because time is time. And that's about it. Now I feel like you guys were expecting me to go till 11 o'clock, but no. Thank you so much for everything, guys. With love from me to you. Let's see you tomorrow, okay? All right.